Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
I was asked to minister on the theme, a direct approach to evangelism, to which I have given it a subtopic, be bold as a lion, 2 weeks ago. The Lord said to me, he said, I am going to begin using the mantle again. Take up the mantle. I got nervous because if he's going to use the mantle again, simply means that some stuff is about to go down. Don't be a fool now. And I came to church, Sister Annette's grandson wasn't feeling well. Apostle looked at me. As I was about to pray for the child, he said, I want you to pray for Tawana and her children. And the mantle was used. Went into Atlanta for Thanksgiving. And the mantle was used. And I said, God, what is this? Lay in my bed late this morning, had a crucial pain on the left side of my abdomen. And I lay in my bed and I lay my hand. I said, I curse you in the name of the Lord. Believe me, not a second later, the pain was gone. I said, well, Lord, I said, I was planning on wearing slippers to church today because my left foot hurt so bad. I said, then heal that too. Look at me. I said, heal that too. For you're a healer. Why should I suffer when I have the healer living inside of me? And so I realized that in waiting on God, I'm going to be 60 years old in matters of days. Yeah? How old are you, son? Just 33. Just in your prime. Wait. I won't be here forever. Just wait. Anybody listening to what I'm trying to say? Because God have a season. And I'm going to say to you, there is no prophet that prophesy 24/7. Because there is a time when God is silent. There's a time when God has nothing to say. There's a time when God will put you in predicament and wait for you to cry. And cry. And then he forced you to fast and turn your plate down before he shows up. You listen to what I'm trying to say to you. God don't always have a word. When was the last time I stood here and say, you come and lay hands and prophesy? You haven't seen it in a while, have you? But does it mean that God is not still with me? Come on now, come on now, come on now. But now the time has come. We're in a season of the prophetic. We're in the season of loosing and binding. Or I wish somebody will praise God. Have the enemy sat on you long enough? Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, hold your peace. Help is on the way. Say, neighbor, hold your peace. Help is on the way. You know, Naomi's husband, when the famine hit Bethlehem, the man decided to pack up his family and move to Moab. But then they got to Moab. Husband died. Two sons died. Left Naomi with two daughter-in-laws. She decided, you know what? I'm heading home. It was better for you to stay home. But you see, she had to go to pick up Ruth. In every move, Jesus, have mercy upon me today. Lift your hand in the presence of Elohim. Lift them tall. Repeat after me. Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Happen in my life.
By chance.
Every move I make.
Every move
I'm about to make.
Was already written in the script.
So come on, nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I can't help myself.
I
have to show up to my assignment. Do you understand that? Now I don't know what the Lord is doing today. Can I just talk to the house? Can he just have his way with us today? You remember that UPS driver that was gunned down on the 95 in some chase, some robbery and some chase maybe last year sometime? You remember that? You know that it was the guy's day off? You remember that, right? His friend called him and asked him, could you fill the ship for me? He said yes. He met his death. He had to show up. That was written. That's how he should have died. Now, you and I would have said that. You should not have gone there. You would have been alive. No! Somebody shout, it was written. In the script. That's why my prayer to Elohim, Lord, let nothing come to my hand that you did not order in the script for me. I want no blessing that you didn't order for me. I want no movement you didn't direct. But in any case, whatever it is you're about to do, be sure to pray about it. And understand this, nothing happened by chance. God, God, God. My struggles are written. My end results are written. Lift up your hand one more time and open your mouth and decree and declare, I will come out all right. Look at everything that weighs you down. Look at everything that seems so insurmountable. And lift your hand and say, I will come out of this all right. Say, I am going to be all right. I am going to be all right. Lift up your hand and say, it is well. It is well. You will not be able to have a direct approach to evangelism if you do not have a direct encounter with God. To have a direct approach, you need a direct encounter. Because to be direct is to have some confidence in what you are saying or doing. You can be direct and it's nonsense. You can be direct, but you're just egotistical. The Bible says that the righteous is as bold as a lion. Fearless. Standing in your place against all odds. Standing against all terrors of life. Somebody shout, the righteous. So many of us say that, oh, I can't do evangelism. It's not for me. It's for all of us. And the minister illustrated so well intellectually today as they pointed out the different ways in which we can be a part. Something that they did, they said that they are going to offer a prize to the individual that have done the most witnessing. And you might say, but it's so sad that you have to bribe someone to witness. Well, I've got news for you. Elohim also have a prize for the evangelist. The evangelist is more powerful than the apostle, than the senior pastor. Because without the evangelist, there is nothing to apostle over. Without the evangelist, there is nothing to pastor over. You get it now? So stop the complaining and saying to yourself, I can't do this. In Yeshua's days, the way that they evangelized was by invitation. And the few words were these, come and see. Three words. Come and see. And so today it provoke a prophetic move in the house. Because in order for you to say, come and see, you must witness some things. In order for you to say, come and see, you yourself must taste and see that the Lord is good. You yourself need a testimony. Oh God, I said you yourself need a testimony. So I asked you the question today, if you desire to be a direct evangelist, then ask God a thing. Ask him a thing. Because he will do it. He will do it. He's a covenant keeper. I said that God will do it. I want to bring you to a quick reading from St. John 4. St. John 4. Listen. Now Yeshua learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. You see, you have to watch out for people. When you're called to ministry, people will let you leave your church, go open another church because they're telling you, boy, you don't see that they're holding you down. Boy, you don't see they're not using you. Boy, you don't see that you're a better preacher than the pastor. Boy, you don't see. Boy, you don't see. Boy, you don't see. Boy, you don't see. It's a spirit of Lucifer. God is not an author of confusion. Let me tell you something, what a mother would do. A mother would say, honey, wait on the Lord, because the gift will make room for you. A mother would say, honey, don't you go nowhere, because if God called you to it, God can keep you to it. God is going to make a way through it. And so this is how Lucifer tears down the kingdom of God. Let me say, try to. He puts them in a canoe and roll them down sea. He puts them in a canoe and sink them so deep they can't rise up. But I'm going to say to somebody today, you better hold your peace, because the Lord has a new thing in store. I wish somebody would praise God. It says, although in fact it was not Yeshua who baptized his disciples, so he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Not your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't let anybody move you out of your place. Say, neighbor, stand your ground. So if Yeshua have to run when trouble arise, you know, there's a scripture that amazed me. I have a message in it to come. But when John was in prison, John sent and asked him, are you the Christ, or should I look for another? Yeshua sent that message to him. Go and tell him that the blind is seeing and the lame is walking. In other words, go back and tell John, miracles are happening. You know what he did? John was in prison about to lose his head, and Yeshua went to a whole different region. I said, this is hard. What do you do when Yeshua is gone to another region and you're left alone? What do you do when you're praying, there is no answer? What do you do when you're fast and still no answer? What do you do when you call for God and God turns his back? What do you do when your God becomes silent? What do you do? Take a ship? I said, no. Stand your ground. Your God will come. You have to face your assignment. Johnson & Johnson, you have to face your assignment. You can't run from it. If you run from your assignment is here and you run to Africa, you're coming back to face your assignment. Do you understand? If your assignment is to die in America, you will not die no place else. Even if you have to come back in bangles, in handcuffs. Nudge your neighbor and say, stand your ground. So Yeshua went to a little town called Samaria. And you know the story quite well. There he met the woman at the well. And he began to have conversation. Now know this, know this, know this, know this. Sometimes when Yeshua is about to do a thing, he sends you on a journey. You know, I am one pastor. I am not afraid about anybody leaving. Why should I be afraid? If Yeshua's blood is not strong to stabilize you, mine won't stabilize you. I am not afraid. I love the people of God. And I wish that no one would leave. Do you understand? But I realize that the church is like a revolving door. People will come and people will go. And one thing I do understand about Elohim is that if he ordered the ministry, if it is designed by him, if it is called out by him, when you leave, somebody gonna take your place. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? And sometimes when God is about to make a move, he sends some people on a journey. He sent all of the disciples, go into town. It does not 12 disciples to go buy bread. He said, all of you, and I'm paraphrasing, go get bread. I want to be alone. I'm about to make my move. There he met the Samaritan woman. Remember that the Jews and the Samaritan has no connection. They were not supposed to mingle. Yeshua knew that the disciples couldn't handle that. So he sent them on a journey. Then he had conversation with the woman. The woman showed up. She had to show up. For Yeshua awaits. Oh God. Long story short, you know it quite well how Yeshua asked her to go call her husband. And she said, I didn't have any husband. And Yeshua prophesied to her and said, woman, you have 5 husbands. As a matter of fact, the one you have now is not even yours. You know what I love about Yeshua? He shows us how to be a good believer. He never condemned her. He never said, there's no place in my kingdom for you because you are an adulteress. Some of us are so holy, we can't even catch a rat bat. Some of us are so holy, you can't witness to anyone. Some of us are too holy for the drug dealer to be saved. Some of us are too holy for the prostitute to be saved. Some of us are so holy, we don't want to see a person looking like their gaze. Because you're too holy. Not your neighbor said, you need Jesus. So get some Jesus. Yeshua met the void that was in that woman's life. And he gave her a spiritual drink. A drink that caused her never to wander again. Oh God, a drink that stabilizes her. Some talk to nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you need the Lord? He can rectify every behavior. He can rectify every crave and desires. Do you need the Lord today? Who am I talking to out there? Do you need the Lord today? You say that you can't help yourself. You say that you can't change, but I know a man who can. Do it for you. Say, do it for me, Lord. Do it for me. The woman, after receiving from the Messiah, she went out into the streets. This is what you call bold. Bold as a lion. Bold. This is what you call direct. She said, come, see a man. You don't have to know the Bible from cover to cover to evangelize. All you got to say is, come see. Come see a man. Remember, the people knew her. They knew her character. They knew that she was indisciplined. They knew that she was not the kind of woman that any decent man would want to associate themselves with. But my God does not discriminate. Somebody lift your hand and praise him right there. Lift your hand and praise him right there. Before the Messiah came, John was preaching. Before the Messiah began his work, John said, prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his path. My question to you today, why are you not talking? Do you need another encounter? Do you need another testimony? I'm saying of those of you that have some testimony that you know could change lives. Really? Hold those hands up real high again. So some people don't have a testimony that you believe will change life. Well, I can't tell you that I used to do X, Y, and Z, and the Lord saved me. Brother Beckford has one. I know you have one. I see people that have, that didn't raise their hand. Maybe you didn't raise your hand because you know you have it, but you're not working it. You have it, but you're not using it. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on and bless the Lord. My testimony, my approach to evangelism would have to be that of the testimonial. You know why? The Lord has done so much for me, Sister Ida. The Lord has kept me. The Lord has called me into ministry 32 years now. And He has never failed me yet. Full-time ministry, 32 years. And here I am still standing today, and I will do it all over again. I could share testimonies with you and still be standing here next Sabbath this time and still did not repeat myself. For the Lord is a way maker. I can tell you what it is to come close to losing your home and watch God make a way out of nowhere. I can tell you what it is to have the light almost cut off, and in the nick of a moment, He made a way. I can tell you what it is not to have medical insurance, and every time you are sick and your children is sick, He is a healer. Oh, yes. I know what it is for Him to pull you out of a lowly bar. I know what it is for Him to exalt you. I know what it is for Him to make something beautiful out of nothing. Oh God, I wish somebody would praise God. I know what it is to come from little and have plenty. I know what it is to praise God like your belly is full when you're hungry. I know what it is. I know what it is to look like you have it going on when you're empty.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.
7 million people suffer with Alzheimer's or dementia. Alzheimer Treatment Centers of America, a business partner with WCNO, can treat these conditions. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has opened a clinic in Port St. Lucie and gives hope to those who suffer with these diseases. Using a patented artificial intelligence protocol, 75% of patients in the study had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. ATCA's team spent 12 years developing these treatments. They may be reached at 772-298-4477 or at atca.ai.